we're good and on.
Okay. It's 6:08. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We have Supervisor Underhill, Supervisor Decker, our Youth and Governance Bianca. We have John Barb again. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Well, we're going to introduce her, so can I take a minute?
Absolutely.
All right. So I'd like to introduce Jeannie Helinski Christensen. She is now a 40% consumer horticulture educator, and that's because I have taken on a position at the state 35% mentoring new agriculture and horticulture extension agents. So John does something similar with youth programming, and I'm doing it here for agriculture and horticulture agents. So we want to always make sure, Extension always wants to make sure that the county has a full complement of staff, so we have Jeannie to do some of those other things too. So I'm really excited. So I asked, we wanted to introduce her. You'll see her once in a while because she's 40%. And I thought I'd let her tell you a little bit about herself. So,
sure. Hi, nice to meet all of you. I live in Waterford, and I actually grew up in South Milwaukee. And so I kind of know the area quite well. I have a bachelor's degree from River Falls in plant science horticulture and a master's degree in plant science from Southern Illinois, Carbondale. And then I've been involved in the horticulture industry like forever. And a few years ago, I went back and got my teaching certification. So I'm certified to teach actually from K through 21 years of age, kindergarten through 21 years of age. And I'm certified in agriculture, biology, and red field science.
So really excited because she brings all sorts of skills and everything. And
we're going to try to.
So we think we're going to make a great team. So you'll be hearing.
Yeah, you got to see the bugs.
Yeah, and she got to see
that. She was telling me about the bugs, and I thought they were plastic when she was telling me, so I was surprised myself to see they were not plastic. They're real. They were real.
So, and we're going to excuse Jeannie because it's going to be Youth and Governance, but we wanted to make sure that she got an opportunity to meet you all. So.
Great. Well, thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
Any questions about, you all have been through this before, so.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's just you.
Compliance?
Yes, we are in compliance.
Okay. All right, so we're going to start with the youth and governance information. The first thing that we have on the table is the information or whether or not we want to continue this as a two-year program or if we want to change it to a one-year program. My thought on this was that because we have so many youth applying for this position now, I thought that it might be a good idea and a good time to start and just change it to a one-year program so that they can apply either their junior or senior year. Thoughts?
I make a motion to change the guidelines that it's 1 year.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Bianca, how do you feel about that?
I personally vote nay. Because I feel that by the time you get here and you get set and you really get a grasp on it, you leave. And I feel that those students who were fortunate enough to make it in their junior year, they should have that chance to continue it. Because by the time they're in it, I feel like right now, I feel like I'm finally getting the swing of this and I'm leaving. This is my last beginning. So I just feel like I know we can't make it a two-year program, and I know that trying to stagger it so each committee has a junior and a senior every year, so technically each person is served two. That's really complicated, but I just don't really want to see it.
No. You don't want to see it go to a two-year?
I don't want to see it go to a one-year.
That you can only sign up for 1 year.
Well, let me ask you this. Why did you only do it for your senior year?
I was not nominated my junior year, and I did not know about my senior year. If I would have known for 2 years, I definitely would have done it.
Okay. Do you think that there is any issues with, we didn't allow Trevor to come back this year, and he would have been a two-year. Michael did come back. He's a two-year. how do you feel about him taking a spot for someone that applied but maybe like was just like 1 point under?
Well,
he's already been through the program and knows kind of what's going on.
I see where you're coming from, but they all had to apply on the same playing field as everybody else. They weren't given preferential treatment technically, but because we've seen them, we've been able to interact with them possibly, but they all have to apply on the same field. So if some kid had stood out stellar and bumped him, then he could have got the spot.
Do you feel that it's, and this is what where we're coming from, we're feeling that it's more important that more kids get to access it than someone getting to access it twice, because obviously that person gets to do it twice, that's one other person that doesn't get to participate. That's where we're coming from.
I totally understand your point. If you're going to do it, I would say make it an 11th grade only. You apply for it as you're going into 12th grade. That way it's not like they do have that second chance because they're going to be going to college anyway. It's not like they feel like they're getting cut short. They've been in for 10th grade and then they leave off. I would say seniors only then at that point. We're going to make it a 1 year. I'd say it's preferable if you're nominated in junior year and you're stuck in position or senior year.
And this, following up on that, if you had been in when you were a junior, so last year, would it have been easier for you to do it because you didn't have all these AP classes and things like that? So, you know, may some kids want to be in a junior year but not senior year because their schedule isn't so heavy?
Well, junior year and senior year, the schedules are probably the same. My schedule last year is actually heavier than this year. If you take a majority of your core classes your junior year, and then senior year, it's not really like a slack year, but I took three AP last year, two this year, so you kind of take a step down because you're working on the college preparations. But in terms of coursework and activity load, they're pretty much the same. And senior year is probably a little less, just because teachers kind of understand that you're in that whole process of college.
Okay. Let the record show that Supervisor Splitsky has attended,
showed up.
Made an appearance. That's okay. And you had a comment about this too.
I had a question. Do you think, from your own perspective, that you would be, a stronger contributor now that you've been through a year of sitting on these committees, the second time through, more willing to speak up, but able to do more research and formulate some opinions and speak up a little more than you were your first year?
To add to that, last year I had, Kate was her name, she was a second year youth governance member, and she was on human services last year. And a previous year she was on a different committee, and I could see where she was more comfortable and more comfortable speaking her mind and asking questions.
Did you find her contributing more, about the same? Do you think you'd contribute more, and it's a relative question?
I think, I think she contributed more because she was more comfortable and not so nervous.
So if you had the college side, you're coming on the committee again?
Definitely, I would talk more because I'm more comfortable in this presence. Now the first 3 months, it's kind of like a deer in headlights. You're just trying to take it all in.
Okay.
And by the time you get into the group, the swing of things, it's
over.
Yeah.
So everything Bianca's saying is backed up by our evaluations we do. So I can think of in my head the 12 or 11 youth that have participated for 2 years, going all the way back to the beginning. And every one of those youth say the exact same thing. The second year is a much more deeper and fulfilling and richer experience because they are comfortable and they self-select back in too. I mean, you have to reapply. And so these were youth that still felt like, hey, I have something to contribute. I'm motivated to do this for a second term. And so we've seen that. I think the big question that the committee has to struggle with is, much to Supervisor Decker's point, there's no doubt that for the second year, it's going to add a lot for those few youth participants who come back. But the question is, you have to weigh that against
quality versus quantity.
Right, and saying that there are other youth that won't ever get any opportunity. And that's a real difficult, I mean, that is the crux of it, is how do you balance that? And that's a really tough balancing act. And the way the committees in the past have done it is, they've said you have to reapply. You have to reapply, it's not a given. And so that's how they addressed it in the past. But that was when we had 25 youth applying for 18 spots. Now you're talking about 60 youth applying for 14 spots. So there might be a different weight to that argument. Anyway.
Yeah. And I guess that one's my concern too, is how many youth do we want to open this up to? When we first started the program, we didn't have that many youth applying, so we allowed the two-year thing. Now we've got more youth than we can handle, and we don't have enough spots for them. So, Erin?
Why do we have it as two on each committee?
Well, that was just the way that we started out. We have five supervisors and two youth. So if we have more youth, eventually the youth are going to outnumber the supervisors. And maybe they can be the
well, because
for
like
the
human
supervisors.
Right. Human services and executive have seven.
Right. Right. Now we had was one of them was it up to.
The resolution that the county board passed was two youth.
Okay.
Per committee. And I remember at the time there was a big debate about the number. And some supervisors were very uneasy about going beyond
the two.
Because they felt that there's a difference between appointed members, regardless of whether they're youth or adults, and elected members of those committees who hold a different weight just because of their elected officials. So just more background information.
Yeah, I'm trying to think on the committees I'm on, if maybe there was one vote that the youth didn't, that voted, or one of the two voted contrary to the majority on the committee. Usually don't vote the other way that I've known, at least not in my committees.
Right.
Maybe it's because it's fairly political.
Yeah.
So, to Erin's point, you know, why just two? You know, are we going to be outweighed? Or, and that's one way to expand. I like the 10th and 11th grades because.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Our votes are not binding.
They don't
count
anyway.
So, but I like the 10th and 11th grade versus 12th because I know as a senior man, I was checked out and goofing off. So, in a relative sense, 10th and 11th, you're still very focused then.
Well, they apply in their 10th and 11th.
Yeah.
The 11th graders, that's during their senior year.
Yeah.
So.
This
I thought it was going to be pretty clear cut. Thanks. So if we change it to 1 year, then are we just going to do senior year?
What's the average kids, the average number of kids that reapply?
Oh, there were just three of them this year.
Yeah, it's not high.
No.
Because very few sophomores
make it into
the program.
Okay.
There are sophomores that make it into the program.
The sophomores that do make it, what's like the percentage of them wanting to reapply?
Most.
Yes.
I stopped by the office and talked to John a couple weeks ago, and we were discussing other committees, other appointments that Executive Cruiser has to make for other committees, like the Human Services Board, things like
right.
that. And we thought maybe we could get some youth and governance on there. And I talked to a big county executive at the Council of Governance meeting, and he liked that idea. He said obviously not all the committees fit that because he didn't meet during the day or they only meet once in a while. But he was open to that idea, so there's an opportunity to possibly get more
involved. What type of site? In the afternoon, yeah. It's a patient
disability is like
11. Yeah. Yeah. Why, no, even housing authority, you meet at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So it's hard for
me to get up. Well, I get to care and clock. But Board of Adjustments, maybe at night. That's a
The original premise was, with 30,000 young people in the county, there's no way that the county board could ever create enough opportunity for everyone to serve. But the county board could serve as a beacon to say, if we can do it, all other organizations should consider it, including things like the United Way, Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So part of me says that although this is an issue for this committee, it's a bigger issue for this committee. It's an issue for the community. How can we get young people who want to be engaged, more engaged in decision making?
I think a step in the right direction is adding them to the other committees, because that's when outside people would see these youth. Like, for example, like an economic development committee or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like Todd Battle would see those people.
Right.
Workforce development, things like that. Outside people in the community would see these youth on these boards, where in general, not a big audience to see the youth right now.
Well, and what we could do, because I don't like to share young people's names with outside groups. We do it with governments because of the relationship with local governments. But with, you know, Todd Battle, one of the things we could do on the application is, if you weren't selected to be a member of Youth in Governance, would you be interested in serving in another capacity? Check this box. You could call the youth who didn't make it into the program and say, hey, Todd Battle's got something with CABA. Would you be interested in serving on the CABA board? And then we could do a match that way and try and get more of those 60 matched up.
We aren't doing that with the PADAC League, you'll see.
In San Juan.
Right. Yeah.
But this will always probably be the cream of the crop, creme de la creme program. It's the most recognized, it's the most prestigious, it has the most infrastructure of any of the programs too. So I think that this will always be a struggle for this committee, having a ton of youth that want to participate, and then how do you deal with it?
So what do we want to do with this? Supervisor Decker made a motion to
change the guidelines to 1 year instead of 2 years.
Stephanie and I just kind of went up there.
guy do the PowerPoint, or what you do?
We were in the studio theater, so we didn't really have a PowerPoint or anything. We just kind of talked about what the program was, what communities were around, what they did, and then we allowed for questions. We ended up running out of time, and I had students coming up to me afterwards asking.
Yeah, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'd love to just have a general outline of what you did and be able to share that with the rest of the kids in here. Not that we can post requirement of having each and every one is one served, do something like that. That's how you get the word out, your quality and your interest level. Do we need more interest, right? But it'd be a great thing, because a lot of these kids serve and then they're just gone, right? That's a great example of leadership right there. Sharing with others and giving it as specific examples of, this is what is, this is how I benefit, this is what I gain. A lot of these kids don't do that. Having that requirement will also then, as part of the application process, will make some of these kids think, oh, geez, I don't want to do that. I just was trying to do resume build there.
Right.
I think it's great there. I don't see anything wrong with that. And student government is a great body to do it in, because those are in general kids that are interested in how organizations and governments function.
But so you could have on your application, what have you done now that you've served a year to spread the word about the county or the youth and governance program?
The only problem is going to be teacher compliance. Because there are some teachers that just don't want to give up that time and don't want to allow that to happen. We were really fortunate that we have that advisory block at student government, and we were allotted that time to give our presentation. Because our student government advisor is really involved, really interested in this program and making sure you knew about it. But I don't know how it is at Bradford. I don't know about Harborside is probably really, they're really good at that kind of thing, like the people present. But I don't know if teacher compliance willing to give up that time.
Oh, I'm pretty certain that we could have a chat with each other in principal. I have that chat. I know Sinclair at Bradford, it's not a problem. Hell, I got John in there.
we have a lot of stuff to cover for you.
Yeah, sorry, we're sidetracking here.
Either make a decision or just table this until later on the summer, but before the next applications go out, we must have a policy.
I would strongly recommend that the committee makes a decision one way or the other with this, because tabling it doesn't change the issue.
No, it probably doesn't.
It's a difficult decision to make, but tabling it for 2-3 months is not going to make it any less or more difficult to make.
John, I'm going to ask your opinion on this, and I know that you guys typically try to stay out of the process, but as the youth advisor and working with all these youth throughout the years, what would you suggest? Is it better to go with a one-year program and try to get more youth through the program?
So, yes and yes. So here's my problem. If you view the program as a program of civic education, then I'd lean towards getting more youth an opportunity to learn about their county. I mean, because regardless of whether they serve 1 year or 2 years, we see a spike in this ownership over your county. Like, I'm part of it now. And so if it's this education and civic engagement or civic education, then I go 1 year. If it's about youth contribution, giving youth a voice, having youth make meaningful contributions to make better decisions in county government, then I lead towards having it open for two, because once again, they get a stronger voice in their second year. They're more confident. So that's why I think this is really difficult for me as well, because I'm like, you could make the argument both ways on the program. And we cheat. We say it's a both and. We want both. And that's why it's been this reapplication process for youth coming back, and not every year do youth get to come back, which is sometimes awkward. I mean, we've had it now, I think there'll be 3 youth now in the history of the program that did it during their sophomore to junior year and did not make it back their junior to senior year. So.
Kim, when you were here when youth governance was created, what was the goal? Was it involvement or
giving them a voice? Yeah.
more so than the number of kids involved.
Right. Now we could just save them. Sophomores apply, and only if you have made it through the 1 year can you reapply. No juniors applying, unless you've already gone through the program.
Bianca said that she would prefer having seniors on it because they're
right. But if the goal is to have them on there for 2 years.
I don't think that's the goal.
I don't think that's the goal, but if someone wants that opportunity, and you're saying that that's the goal of youth governance is the youth voice.
Right.
Because some kids might not like it.
Yeah. Right. But then they just don't have to reapply the second year. But if we're going to give them a voice, they're more comfortable that second year to speak up, then they have to go through that 1 year.
But the problem with that is sophomores aren't as confident as juniors, and you've all seen that through the application process. It's a rare thing for a sophomore to compete against a junior for a spot. When it happens, it's the exception, not the rule. So you, by doing that, you might actually limit youth voice.
Right.
So part of me just says having the option for youth to reapply might be something you want to consider, and reworking the question or questions in the interview and see how that works. Asking them what they've done with the information, how they've made a contribution back to their community, and if they
meet
that threshold, then you can bring them back if you'd like to.
Yeah. Could we do an entirely different interview writing sheet than we're trying to do if they do decide to come back? If we do decide that they can come back and do it a second year, can we have one for new and one for returning? Because
I think that might be a good idea.
Both of these questions, there's the first one, but there are some that don't really apply to somebody returning because you've already answered these questions.
Right. Right.
And they know what answers got them in the first time, so they're going to say the same answers. I know I would have done the same.
Yeah.
The same answers that got me in the first time.
Yeah, just separate interview sheets.
Yeah, you know, and part of that is you know, if they're on it, they really haven't done anything with their experience, as an example. Give them kind of an update or go and speak to their church or something along those lines. That'd be a big black mark if I was interviewing.
Right.
So you got this opportunity, did nothing with it. I probably wouldn't bring it back.
I'd say logistically, I'd keep the same application.
Right.
But the interview rating, that is easily enough changed. And then for those, this year was 3U.
Mm-hmm.
Next year potentially could be 3U, I think. So yeah, for those 3U, they could get a different set of interview questions.
Can we start referring to them as Utes also?
Utes?
Yeah, I just kind of like that.
Sure.
Yeah. It's youth things. Youth.
Sorry.
Go on,
I've been trained.
Can you help vote?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, are we in a position of voting on this?
Yes.
We are.
Yes, and this, by the way, this does not go to the board. This is just a vote in here to change our policy. The way that we wrote the original resolution was a great way to do it because none of our changes have to go to the board for. So,
we are voting on
changing it to 1 year. So, youth and governance, how do you vote? Supervisor Splitsky.
Supervisor Dunker.
So, we're there to go. Chair votes no.
You just changed all
yes.
our minds.
You changed.
All because of you. We changed.
What power
we,
you
we
you?
All changed our mind because of you, Bianca. You should feel very proud of that. There you go.
Okay, next thing.
Go.
Oh, all right. Okay, we have to. Well, then, do we have to review the policy?
No, but we did give you a copy. Let me show you what's in your packet. The first thing was the policies, or is the policies. So you can see all the policies are there. We've added a bunch this year, so that's great. On the back side is guidelines. So guidelines are a little bit more squishy. We have more flexibility with guidelines. So just so you know, that's the difference between those two. And that's all we have for the program. and nothing.
So which are the back, guidelines are the back of the?
On the back, right, yeah.
And these are the actual?
Policies, right. So policies are interpreted more black and white, where guidelines are just what they are. They're just squishy advisory types of things.
But why would, for instance, just an example, May to May be a guideline and not a, because that's pretty.
This is
stone, right? I mean.
Well, no, because this is the same thing that I was talking about last night during the mentorship orientation. That section down at the bottom, those are guidelines. It's not a policy, because if you see a youth standing out in the rain, you're not going to just leave him there.
Yeah.
You will, I know, he said that he would.
Yeah.
You would pick them up and drive them home.
John would.
Or you wouldn't stop and get ice cream for them just for yourself.
Yeah, I'd get ice cream.
So that's why it's a guideline and not a policy. Because if you actually pick someone up, then you're in violation of a
but
policy.
But with the time period, is that not, is it just a guideline then?
Well, once again, the May to May, sometimes they used to start in April. And go April to April,
okay.
Depending on the elections. And and sometimes it depends on when the county board chairman appoints them.
Okay.
We always strive for May to May,
okay.
But that doesn't always happen.
Okay.
The interviews, number 7. Is there, should we be, I've always been concerned about this. I feel that the interviewees, no, the interviewers should be the same both nights. All of them. Because I feel that, like this year,
there was a big disconnect from them not being on both nights.
Well, not that it's a disconnect, but Supervisor Underhill and Supervisor myself judge these two differently.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Thank you.
You were grading really hard. You were going really easy.
Exactly.
Until you guys had your own opinion.
And so that throws off the scores. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think.
Right. If Supervisor Decker is a hard grader.
Oh, she is.
No, I'm not.
Supervisor Underhill is not, or vice versa. Then you could get some disparity. You know.
You're a hard grader.
The thing with that whole reason I didn't hear that.
But see, and then I'm sitting there, and I was actually sitting there that night thinking, I don't want to be a hard grader because I don't know how the other person that was there, Supervisor Underhill, was there. I don't know if he was a hard grader or an easy grader. Because I don't want to tank all the kids in my night because I'm a hard grader and he's not.
And to that point, John and I had talked about this, where we take the scores and we throw out the hard one and the easy one, and we average the three middle ones.
You could move into, and once again, these things get very complicated, but you could go towards an Olympic process.
Right.
You take out the low score, the high score, and you average the three that are left in the middle, and that will give you a much more consistent scoring if you wanted to do that. My fear was saying it has to be the same five people both nights. You may get years where a supervisor can only make one night or the other.
That's like what happened with you and me. I couldn't make it Wednesday, you couldn't make it Tuesday.
Right, but
and
if
that's
it had been, I would have missed the Human Services meeting.
Okay. But getting back to the grade, why I was hard on, all you guys are like top of the line, so you gotta go, everybody's in the middle and grade from
the 5-point scale was a problem. Because a 4 is like an 80%.
Exactly.
And there's something between an 80 and a 100. There's a 90 in there.
Right. It's like A, B, C. No, I want to give them a B plus, not a B.
What about a 1, 2, 3?
So we are changing that part. But
is that, what do you think?
We could just take out the high one and take out the low one.
I like that.
Supervisor Dodge recommended everyone with lots of pluses on all of them. His would have all been tossed out, probably. You know, and the hardest interviewee was Colin.
Was it?
He was very
interviewer.
He was very hard on the youth.
I also think if we move towards the interview being an educational opportunity where we are going to give the candidates back their rating forms so they can learn from the process, I think to protect the supervisors and the youth and governance members from interviewing. Well, I was going to say, but if you could tell them the process by, you know, the top score was eliminated and the lowest score was eliminated, that kind of protects the interviewers from saying, I didn't cost you your entry into the program. My score, if it was the low one, didn't count.
But I still have issues because you just said Supervisor Dodge was the easy grader. So his scores got thrown out and Collins got thrown out. Ours are still in.
Right.
And I was an easy grader compared to him. So that means all the kids I saw possibly on average got another point that he. So
yeah,
I still have issues.
Everybody that said Wednesday's best kids, youths, were much better than the Tuesday night.
Yeah, they were. I thought they were.
Yeah. I mean, I heard that from
everybody. And you saw all of them.
Sorry, John. Tuesday was, my BS meter was going on the wall. I just couldn't tell that half of them were not.
And I always look and say, do we have youth that enter the program on both nights? Yes.
Right.
You know, and let's face facts. I mean, you guys are circling. There's no, this is more of an art than a science. You know, it's like, it's a gut check. You get 10 minutes with them, you know? It's like, okay, I'm gonna do my best and we move on. But I agree, I mean, there's gonna be some inconsistency there. It's just, can the committee live with that inconsistency?
But you would have to have five people
committed
that have
minutes.
The same personality. No, they would all five of them would have to have the same personality in order to get five even scores.
That's impossible.
You know, and that it'll never
happen.
Everyone's
different. You can't get two people
to grab
anything.
So I think we're okay with having the different nights, but maybe we throw out the high score and the low score and just average the middle ones.
But maybe you give her a call and say, hey, I graded a little stiffer. Don't worry about trying to be nice. Because I know you were worried about trying to be. You didn't want to mess up because
I was thinking the same thing when I was doing it. I'm going, well, this ain't really fair for these kids. If you, you know, the way.
Right.
You know.
Just saying.
Because the same people, I understand asking the same questions.
Because think about it. If I graded everyone 5 points higher, you know, 1 point for each section right now, the kids that I judged have 5 points. If you average that based on, that's a whole point,
right.
Isn't it?
Right.
But if those kids possibly got, some of those kids got a point higher just by us grading different.
That's where your comments on the sheets are going to come back for
you.
Because when I bring the spreadsheet in and we talk about the youth that made the cut, then you look at your sheets and say, wait a minute, I really wanted this person on there. Then we look on the sheet to see where they fell. We can actually compare them against another person who wasn't there another night or take a look.
Here's something else, and you don't see this because you're at both nights. I come in, I have no idea, obviously, what the kids were like the night before.
Right.
Well, you can go, okay, Joe was better than Jane.
Yeah.
And I got nothing.
Yeah.
I can only compare the kids that I saw.
Right.
You know, I'm just looking at it at 50%.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's so much
better. Because when you present those, it's like, well, I have no idea what half these kids were like, so I can't even comment on half these kids.
John,
what's the word? Well, he did the best.
If videotape it,
we could audio tape them.
I still think at the end of the day, the process has a lot of integrity.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying it doesn't.
Yeah, so I mean you could put in a request that next year you could say we'd like three supervisors and two youth and governance members and it'd be the same both nights as a preference, but not as a policy.
Well, now
But then you don't get buy-in from two supervisors because they won't be able to see the process or some of the candidates.
But here's the other thing, is that it's an open meeting. So the other supervisors can still sit in that room and listen to the questions and the answers.
That's a good point.
As we're interviewing them.
Yeah,
it's an open meeting.
Because we don't record it.
Right, yeah, we don't record it, but it is an open meeting.
And actually, I mean, it doesn't say anything, so let's come on, because we can make that decision next year. It doesn't say either way in here.
Okay. All right, so guidelines. Okay.
So next year we could do it, but they're all the same, if possible, or not, if
right.
possible.
Okay, so we need to get through these. Which one do you want to do first, the application?
The application would be the best because that seemed to be where there a lot of discussion came. But I think we can get through this fairly fast. The length on page one, the length of term, we can already cross that out because that was anticipated if there was going to be a change. That's why it's highlighted. So it will remain the same.
Okay.
So we're already on to page three, which are the questions in the application. Teddy tried to group them. Based on where they would fit. So the highlighted one is the new one that would replace the other one, and we would strongly recommend that we keep the application to two pages instead of adding a bunch more questions.
Well, if we have eight pages, it might leave some of these out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we feel bad. I like seven a lot.
So the highlighted ones are the new ones, right?
The highlighted ones are the new ones.
Okay, so number one, I suggest that we take the highlighted one because it's a shortened version.
Yeah, and well, I don't know if we need formal motions on this. We've never gone to formal motions on the application. It's more just been like, good, do that. Unless
you got a problem with what?
Yeah,
I'm okay with the short number one. I'm good with the short number three.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is not necessarily take it as notes on this, but just star it on this. Okay.
Okay,
so you want the highlighted one. Wait. Number three, what did you decide on?
The highlighted.
I
like four.
You like four?
Shorter one,
okay.
And I actually like seven too because they could be in, basket weaving class, and I think that's.
Well, seven goes along with our written application too. It actually gives us, displays leadership abilities and skills, and gives us something to judge that off of.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before I was like,
So seven, you want the leadership ones? Okay.
You see that question there? Who's your county board supervisor? That must be from Gronick. She asked all the kids.
No, I put that on there.
Oh, you did?
Because I didn't look it up. Why don't you look it up?
I know my daughter was.
It would take 5 seconds.
My daughter's like.
And every year.
That was funny.
Yeah,
I love that.
Right. I know that. But historically speaking, I can't blame the youth if no one knows their supervisor because they're not teaching it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wrote this because I thought they're at home. They could go look it up.
They could.
Yeah.
That was my thought.
This isn't the interview, so I find that a little legwork is not a bad thing. Have you ever written a leg?
That's Supervisor Dodge.
That was Dodge. I have a little bit
Do you like who is your county board supervisor?
Say we're not clear. So you want to keep that one?
Right. And that was, I mean, it's a simple thing to do. It just takes a little bit. They have to go and.
I agree.
Yeah, if we do the one, the.
That's two words.
Two words.
That's not an essay. Who's your county board supervisor? They will put a name in there and then move it on. Right.
I'm not supporting.
If we do the one about the elected representative, I do not want to get into letters to the editor.
Nope.
If they want to write a letter to their elected representative, go right ahead. But I don't want to hear anything about letters to editors.
I don't.
So we're striking.
So you don't want that question?
I don't want that question.
No question.
Okay.
I think
we strike that question completely. Yeah, what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that.
I was surprised
that
they didn't have anything to do with it. I was surprised Teddy let him ask that, to be honest.
Well, I was surprised Kim let him ask that, because it looked great.
I was running late, and it had already been agreed upon before I got there.
I think we should have one.
Do you like, is there any information you'd like to add?
Would you like to add, do you want that one?
Yeah.
Personally.
Okay, that's number nine, and then we'll make number 10. And then we'll do 10 questions, and we'll work with the spacing a little bit.
Yeah, but it does get a little tight filling some of these out when you start two pages and 10 questions.
Make the spacing, the font smaller.
I mean, describe any experience, you know.
Why do we have,
are there any questions that are weak?
Yeah, that you don't want.
Why do we have to have their ethnicity or something?
Oh, that has nothing to do with the judge. It has to do with...
It's a program of UW Extension, so it's required that we
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
What was the question?
About race and ethnicity.
Yeah, we're required to ask that.
Yeah.
You are required.
Yeah, they don't have to answer, but we have to ask it.
Okay, so that was the application.
Now, with the application, do they get this?
Yes, and that's the other
because
thing.
Because there's no definitions of these, so, but they're in here,
correct.
And that's why I asked.
They get this.
Yes, and, okay, so now, the one thing that I did notice is that it does not stand here when they meet. But remember that those are subject to change every time you have an election,
right,
because the chairman of that committee can move it wherever they want to.
How often have they been moved? In general, they don't, because they know that the director heads and things like that.
Well, Extension Education, believe it or not, used to meet the first Tuesday before the county board meeting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ron Johnson was there yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was like a ram job, because he says we had to hurry up so we could go to the meeting.
Yeah. And then
it was downtown, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So you made everyone here.
Yes. So they were very happy when I moved over.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm very happy
down there. So I don't
can
know.
Can we just make? I think we should put it in there, especially with the issue you're having. And then just
this year?
then just update. Make sure it's accurate every year.
This year it's fine. On the opposite year, though, we're publicizing before elections and before committees are reformed. And so they could be, I think what we could do is we could put in when they typically meet and put an asterisk there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom
say
subject
to
change
based
on election.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Or how about, maybe this is easier, on the application,
next to
where it says, please check the website for committee times and
no, because when they fill out the application, it will change by the time because of the election. Not this year, next year, think about it.
Right, but that will still give them an idea because, first of all,
they can read minutes and everything too then.
Right, but it gets them to the website.
They are already looking up who their county board supervisor is.
Exactly. It gives them an idea. Oh, yeah, there is a committee that can possibly meet on Monday. I need to try to stay away from that. Maybe they don't. Maybe that's on there. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us?
Yeah.
I really cannot do a committee. I have a prior commitment on Wednesdays. That is in the application, and we know up front.
Got it.
So if they are chosen,
you get it?
Back to
so you want this?
Okay, they can't do something in
one. That's cool. I'm still on the application, and I'm looking at 6 and 7.
Come on, catch up.
I just think they just look like the same question.
We don't have the website anywhere on here.
No, but
no.
I will put it in there.
I have like 6 and 7.
Okay.
You could combine those.
This is what is this? The nomination form? This blank sheet of paper? You can
absolutely. Our leadership is usually decision-making.
I think the critical words there are youth or working with youth or adults. I think you want to get at where have you worked with an adult in a leadership. And I don't know if that's critical to serving in the program or not.
And I'm fine. You know, I just don't see the redundancy. So
well, you can change it too.
I don't care. I change a word. I mean, it would free up a little space because I just know that
we're asking to describe and how would you, and some of these kids do want to have a little bit of room to write, because they're writing these, correct? You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're typing.
My thought with the question six was, you can see if they are well-balanced. And that's just another judge to see if they're...
Yeah, but what's the difference having the experience working with adults in decision-making capacity or leadership positions? They overlap. They just do.
Most leadership positions report to your adult supervisor.
Right.
Like, I have to report to Mr. Amato, our government advisor.
We could just strike six and leave the space.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just give them a little bit of... And if you leave it a little more open-ended, you might get some creative answers in there.
So we're getting rid of six.
Six is gone.
Okay.
Then we got a little room.
Yeah.
And you'll add the website.
Then got
just a point of information, there is 4 minutes on my watch before your next
yep.
meeting.
Yep.
And
there's not a lot of parts there.
Add the website address.
I wrote that down. Yep.
Yeah.
So the applicant screening form, you're going to see that's the green form. That's the form that Teddy and I use. And typically we get one other staff person. That's why there's three slots. So you put the applicant, we would rate them. It's very simplistic, but designed to be that way because we have to go through all 60.
Here's a question. Why do you get a 4-point scale and you use a 10-point on this? That seems
I would like to add a lot, and I can make the difference between a 1 and a 4 because I think for me, I kind of ignore 4 to excellent and just go, where are you at on a 1 to 4 scale? And all I'm doing is adding up points to see who do you get to interview and where will you.
Does this work well for you?
It does.
Okay.
I mean, we get to...
No, I'm just saying, why is there 10 points in the scale?
Because
you're parsing it that close. You never saw anything below 5, I bet.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You can interview anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. Next year, I will.
Yeah,
you have no idea how difficult that was.
Okay.
We either
need to
get pluses or minuses.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So like the interview rating part.
Mine's not
here.
This is supervised.
Where's mine?
Mine's not on here either.
What?
Our sheets that we create.
No. All she did was add your questions.
Yeah, they're all
embedded into the actual
said,
rating.
Are my questions up here too?
Here's your own one. All your questions should be on.
Yeah,
the
I think she combined all the sheets into one.
Yeah.
And the yellow one.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the questions that we need to go through now.
Okay.
My thought was we should have, and this is how I did my 5 for each. 5 questions for the written, 5 questions for the face-to-face. Does that equals 100?
Okay. Yeah. So get rid of 1 from each.
It enhances willingness to learn and experience new things.
I agree. I
get rid of that. That's a lame question.
Which one indicates willingness to learn and experience new things?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay?
On both.
On both. Done. Okay? Now, 5 questions.
There's, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Question 1, why are you interested in participating in youth and governance? What are you hoping to learn and take away from being a young representative? What would you hope to learn from this program and how would you apply it to your everyday life?
Are we keeping all of these?
No, we need to pick one.
Oh, okay.
One
now,
of those three.
So is this just for new ones?
Just
in?
For new ones, yeah.
I like the third one because it combines the second one and asks how they're going to apply it.
But if they don't
that's a really hard question.
If they don't know anything about county government, how are they going to know how to?
And when I did my draft, my first question was because Teddy always reads the committee rankings. Mm-hmm. My first question was because it's an easy one. Why did you choose the committees you did? It's a softball. There's no wrong answer to that.
Right.
That was my thought.
That's what
it doesn't actually kind of make sense reading it here, but when Teddy reads it, it makes sense when you're sitting there.
Right. So if we change, why did you choose the committees you did to number one?
Okay.
Because that's an easy question for them.
Right.
Okay.
I think the middle, for the first one, I think the middle one is the best. I think the third one's too hard.
Okay.
The first one, if you get the same.
So you want that as the second question?
So what are you hoping to learn and take away from being a youth and governance representative?
Okay. I think, tell us about any services offered by Kenosha County. That gets a little personal.
Okay.
The striker.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wrote that question. My thought was, then you know what if they know anything about Kenosha County, like, will they come out and follow my roads every winter?
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't thinking like human services or anything like that. Or my friend, you know, had a problem with this.
We just leave it at, tell us about any services offered by Kenosha County, period.
You have 5 questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have the time. So you have to pick your 5 top questions that are going to help you make a decision as to who gets in the program and who does not. So I'm not saying that that's not, but that's the frame I want to give you as you, and you have more questions on the back.
Yeah, is that going to count against them if they don't know anything?
I think the others are,
I think the other ones.
I'm not supposed to, but I think the others are stronger questions.
Okay.
And I've been writing a whole bunch of these.
What leadership positions have you held and what activities have you participated in that make you feel qualified to become a...
I don't like that question.
I don't either.
It's on the application already.
It's,
yeah,
it's going down.
Oh,
all right. I don't think all that they're actually qualified to be.
Well,
can we just ask a question like, what special
qualifications...
What would you like to tell us about yourself that would make you stand out from other applicants?
I love the answers we get
from
that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what my... I like the first question on the back.
On the back? Oh, there's more over there. Okay.
Well, I got one. This is the golf guy that talked about how to use the parks.
I don't care for the other 2 on the back.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really matter what they're going to do after high school, in my opinion.
That'll give you 5.
So are you saying the first one on the back is number 3?
5. Or do you want the commitment one? Or do you like that one?
Yeah, that whole commitment thing.
Oh, that's a lame question, too.
I really don't like
that. Well, we ran out of questions.
Well, okay, let's back up.
Well, you can come up with a different
and see
one.
Which ones that we crossed out are better. Commitment one, please.
You're now 5 minutes past on here.
I think the what would you like to tell us about yourself, that should be the last one.
Which one?
About services offered by the county?
Yeah, change the wording and put that
and
back in.
Tell us about any services you know
put
that are offered
after
by the
county.
County
and just leave it at that. Would that work?
That'd be fine.
Tell us what you know about any services.
I think that's a good question.
Okay.
Do you want services or you want to just ask what do you know about Kenosha County?
No,
County government.
Well, I know it's, you know, next to Lake Michigan.
No, I was thinking the government, that's why.
Well, they always tell us that there's a mayor and alderman, and
yes.
They have a trolley. And
tell us what you know about any of the services offered by Kenosha County.
That's good.
How's that sound?
Yeah.
Did you get that part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us what you know about any of the services offered by Kenosha County.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and I did this.
I like getting on
the bottom.
Because now you don't have plus. Now you have a one.
Because I had like, I circled it and then underlined it because it was like, this kid's good, but is there a better one?
So you're saying you like getting rid of the rating?
Okay, so at the bottom, the old one?
No. This one has a 10 to 1, recommend, do not recommend.
She did a bunch of circling three.
It can be like.
Good. And not to, I know you guys have to get next door. I find that recommend and not recommend kind of misleading because that's not the way the program runs. You just basically rank them by their points and that's how they get into the program. So by saying a youth gets all their sheets back and they say everyone says they were recommended for the program and they don't get in the program, they're going to be like.
Well, then I would personally pull it rather than have this three.
So all we have on this is just total points.
Yep.
That's all that we need to do.
And no, none of this, the final comments and recommendations.
Right. Remember though that the next time these sheets are going to start going back to the youth, so it's going to be really important to put lots of comments on here about how to help them. This is supposed to be a learning experience for them.
And Teddy and I are going to work on a tip sheet for interviewing that they'll get before the interview, and we'll see if they actually read it and apply some of the tips that we give them. So, but we'll work on that one next year. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Sorry.
Was it?
I have another one coming, but this is my last one.